Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. Lili Nishmas, Sara Malka Bas Rabbi Yitzchak. We are in Masechta Peah. We're in the first parak, Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Ein pochasim lepeah mishishim. We can't leave less than 1 out of 60 as an amount set aside for peah for one of the edges that we have a responsibility to set for peah. Even though we said that there is no size for peah, that was what we learned yesterday. The truth is, it really depends on the size of the field. And also, it depends on the abundance of poor people, because you should add to it when you have many, many more people, try to have a little bit more. And also, also about the anava. Anava over here could refer in one way and sense to the amount that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given over to the person's generosity, and hopefully he'll be able to turn around and give it back, right? That is another opportunity. Another way to read it is anava with a base, not anava with a vav, which refers to the kernel. So that if you have certain amounts that are just higher and poorer quality, the better quality that you leave for peah, the less you probably have to leave within the process. A peah can be given from the edge of the field or from the middle of the field. Rabbi Shimon Omer, as long as you give the right amount in the process. Rabbi Huda says, Mshir kelach echad somechlo mishum peah. Even if he left over a single unharvested stalk, he can attach it to other things as peah. But imlav eino nosein ela mishum hefker. If not, he can only give it as something that is hefker. We'll stop here. Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic day.